USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Protesters turned out Saturday on the streets of London and in the Scottish city of Glasgow to demand faster action against climate change following the record-smashing temperatures that scorched the UK this week. Activist groups led protesters in a sit-in on Parliament Square in London to demand that the Conservative government stop giving new licenses for oil and gas production, tax big polluters, and help people install more energy-efficient heating in their homes. The heat wave paralyzed major train networks, damaged airport runways, and saw 15 fire departments across the country declaring major incidents. The administration has come out in support of the South Asian Heart Health Awareness Research Act of 2022 and looks forward to working with the Senate on this critical bill. South Asian Americans carry a disproportionate risk of cardiovascular disease and related disorders like type 2 diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian missile strikes have hit the southern Ukrainian port of Odessa after Ukraine and Russia agreed on a deal that would allow the resumption of vital grain exports from the region. A spokesperson for the Odessa Military Administration said two missiles hit the infrastructure of the port and two were shot down by Ukraine's air defenses. It comes one day after ministers from both Ukraine and Russia signed an agreement brokered by the United Nations and Turkey in Istanbul to allow grain exports from Ukrainian Black Sea ports aimed at easing the global food crisis sparked by war. Former President Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of students at USA's Student Action Summit in Tampa Bay Saturday night, once again pushing some claims of election fraud to the young crowd and of being persecuted.
They want to damage me in any form so I can no longer represent you. Obviously, they want me not to be the candidate because they never talk about anybody else.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Limiting the size of new swimming pools in and around Las Vegas might save a drop in the proverbial bucket amid the historic drought and climate change in the West. Officials are taking the plunge anyway, capping the size of new swimming pools at single-family residential homes to about the size of a three-car garage. Citing worries about dwindling drinking water allocations from the drying-up Lake Mead Reservoir on the depleted Colorado River, officials in Clark County voted this week to limit the size of new pools to 600 square feet. Clark County figures show there are about 200,000 residential pools in the area of 2.4 million people. Another 1,300 are added annually. An estimated 17.7 million viewers watched Thursday night's hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Nielsen Company said that is second to the 20 million who saw the first committee hearing on June 9th, the only other one of the eight sessions held in prime time. 10 networks aired this past week's hearing live, down from the 11 that showed the June 9th session. The six daytime hearings averaged 11.2 million viewers, with a peak audience of 13.2 million on June 28th, when ex-White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified about former President Donald Trump's behavior. Dwight Smith, a runner-up for National League Rookie of the Year, who played on Atlanta's World Series winning team in 1995, died Friday, the Braves announced. He was 58. The Braves said the former outfielder and pinch hitting specialist died of congestive heart and lung failure. This is USA Radio News.